raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. Take questions from Coach Cooper, the sub, and Joel Dan, and the rest.
Get into that in your mind, and you guys run out of gas on that, and that's two.
I don't think so. It was, I mean, they gave a pretty good defensive effort in game six. We had chances, but not great ones. I didn't think that was the case tonight, though. If you're going to tell me after watching the two periods that we were going to be the team down 3-0, I would have said no way, but we were. And that was tough. And it was, just know from personal experience, to get this far, you need breaks to go your way. And I just felt, we pressed and pressed and pressed, and they got the breaks that they needed and we didn't. And over a series, they probably earned those breaks because they got a hell of a team. And obviously they gave us everything we could handle and more. And I congratulate them. Shotzi did a really good job with their team.
What was your message to the guys?
It's a speech you don't prepare for. So I didn't think this was gonna happen. So it's tough kind of bottling the words right now. Because I don't think the guys are, it's an empty feeling. And I'll digest this and talk tomorrow or the next day or whatever, but I'm damn proud of them, I'll tell you that. Team that didn't make the playoffs the year before and to get to game seven of the conference final. It takes a lot of work, and the guys put it in and almost rewarded for it.
John, how difficult it is to get to this stage. It's a new feature, and if I come back to the corner, you've lost and get down 2-3 in a row. Did you get a feeling that this was your year? That does that feel even more disappointing? Because
well, I feel like we had a good enough team to be where we were. You go through this playoffs, and I felt we could have won every game. We ran into a tough Washington team that was probably feeling the same thing. And once you get this far, you've probably done some magical things on the way. You've probably grinded things out along the way. I mean, for us to be down 2-0 at home and come back and win 3 in a row against them, it's pretty sure people weren't counting on that happening. You think when you get this far, for sure you're thinking it's your year. But I'm sure they were thinking the same thing, There's Ovi's been banging at the door for how many years, and this is the farthest he's gotten in his career, and I'm sure they were using the same thing. And so when you get to this point, and I throw Winnipeg and Vegas in the same breath, look at the four teams that were left. Probably could have flipped a coin and not sure who was going to win. It just sucks for us that we're in, not one of those teams now that's left, but it's just tough. The one thing about Steve Yzerman, he seems to keep our window open every year. That's what makes him a hell of a GM. And I never think the window will ever be closed with this team.
Any more questions for Coach?
Yeah.
Ryan Bass, WTSP. The scoring, over the last two games to get shut out for the team that was one of the best at scoring goals, that has to be eternally frustrating for you guys.
Yeah, well, losing's frustrating. So it doesn't, you lose, you don't score, you still would have needed more than one. And goals are hard to come by in a series because we're playing a really good opponent. And you know, you just, it's tough because we had, you know, you're watching that game and the pucks are laying there and we just can't tap them in. And for most nights we did, and the last couple nights we couldn't. And I've been on the other side. And, you know, when we played the Rangers, it was the same type of thing, and we had to win the last two games. So I said, it's not how many you put in the net, it's how many you keep out. And they kept them out in the last two games and won the series. Yeah.